phone right off the top here with Representative Mark Meadows of East Lansing. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm really good, Cheryl.
Good. Did you survive all these wild storms this afternoon?
You know, I literally just walked out of session. We just ended session. So somebody walked in at one point and said, boy, it's really raining outside. But I didn't see any of it. We were locked inside and working all afternoon.
Locked in. Well, we'll get to the long session in just a little bit. I wanted to talk with you about redistricting. It's been moving kind of fast and furious. First, the Republican plans came out last week. Democrats unveiled their plans on Monday, and then the Senate panel approves the districts today. Tell me your thoughts.
Pretty quick, I would say that we could have done this a different way. Last session, John Walsh, who's now the Speaker Pro Tem, and myself both introduced bills to establish a nonpartisan way of establishing redistricting or doing redistricting, and it would have set up a system that required the Legislative Service Bureau, which is a nonpartisan arm of the legislature, to create the maps that we would review. But we couldn't get any action on that then, and those bills have been reintroduced this year, and we couldn't get any action on them this year either. What has happened is, the public has really been kind of cut out of the process as a result of that. I'm not gonna say that this isn't the way that it has always been done, because it has. It is the way that it's always been done. Unfortunately, I think if we're really reinventing Michigan, we have to look at different ways to do things, which would include redistricting, so that it is completely fair, that the public completely buys into the way that we do things. And when they look at these maps and they see sort of a snake-like figure, making its way through the suburbs or going around the city of Detroit or doing all these things that, people would have a red flag for and say, how can that possibly be that, in fact, the public is satisfied that that was the only way to do it, to make it all work within the law? Unfortunately, the way this thing is moving so rapidly and without adequate public input into the process, I think there's going to be significant parts of the population that think that it was same old, the same backroom deals that saved some legislators and hurt others, and didn't really benefit the majority party at the time, instead of making sure that everybody in the state is adequately represented.
Well, when you say, Representative, that it's always been done this way, but what you're saying is that it could have been done differently, and I guess what gives even more validity to that statement from you is that you tried this in the last session as well. You tried to make some changes in the last session, because there are some who would say, well, it's just because Representative Meadows' party isn't in control this year, but you tried to make this change last session.
That's correct. We really have looked at this for, ever since I've been in here. And so, of course, it seemed as though, we were getting down to the wire last session, and that's why I wanted things to move. We had it up for hearing in judiciary. We didn't take a vote at the time that we had a hearing because we thought we'd have time for more hearings. And then as we moved into the sort of the end of the campaign season, into September, October, and November, we had trouble getting a quorum together for our meetings. Republicans and Democrats alike were out campaigning almost constantly. And so we never did get it, to the floor for a vote. And we were told by leadership that we wouldn't get a vote anyway. So John and I both thought, I guess we'll have to wait till next time. It might be that 10 years from now, we actually have a process in place that is nonpartisan in nature, in which uses the technology that we have available today to actually create appropriate plans that don't favor one party over another, or even favor incumbents over non-incumbents, that really just look at the geography of the state and where people are living and create districts on that basis. Iowa has moved in that direction and has a nonpartisan way of doing this, and some of the other states have done sort of a similar thing. So I think Michigan, should be the progressive leader that it once was, in the sense of making sure that the public is adequately represented no matter what their party is. And, we'll get there, I think, but it's going to take a lot longer than I thought it would, and I'm hoping that whoever takes my place in the legislature will, pick up the mantle and make this an issue as well.
Well, when you do look at, you mentioned that the snake-like figure near the city of Detroit and included, it kind of defies logic as you're looking at it. I mean, you're looking at it and you're thinking, how on earth did somebody come up with this that makes any sense?
Yeah, it's right, because, when you look at, of course, the city of Detroit lost a lot of population. Mm-hmm. So, it has to look different in order to capture appropriate population for the congressional districts. But there's 100 ways to draw these, but technically something might fit into the population requirement. But, there's also requirements that you try to be as compact as possible in drawing districts. And that just doesn't lend itself to the type of districts we're seeing drawn down there. Just to give you an example, not in terms of congressional, but in terms of House districts, when you look at Rick Jones' current Senate district, it runs all the way out to Lake Michigan from Eaton County. So all the way across, kind of a narrow band across to Lake Michigan. Now, it may technically comply with the population requirements, but Rick's proposed new district for Senate is Eaton County, Clinton County, Shiawassee County, and a little bit part of Ingham County. It's much more compact, much more compliant with the law. So you can see that you can do this. You just have to be dedicated to the idea that you're going to strictly comply with the law instead of trying to make sure that Republicans or Democrats get elected in particular areas.
When we talked about it being rushed, or you felt it being rushed, and several have said that, the process being rushed, would there have been a point to delaying the redistricting process without the measures you had talked about, the nonpartisan measures being put into effect?
Well, yeah, I think that, even in the current system where the legislature draws the maps and then sends them on to the governor, and then ultimately they're decided in the courts because they always have been. I think when you have, I have to say that we're looking at the end of next week as our last session day until September. And if 2 years ago or 4 years ago, I could have never imagined that we'd go all summer without working. But that's the way that, they've set it up at this point in time. And that would have been a golden opportunity, assuming that was going to take place, for us to travel around the state and get public input on these maps. For particular areas, of course, you'd concentrate on the maps that, or the districts that have been drawn for those areas. But public input, increases the confidence in state government when people have an opportunity to weigh in on things. And, of course, transparency is very important, especially in these days when, we're trying to use technology to make sure that people see us in action. Every moment of every day when we're in session, we're televised so that people can see what we're doing. The problem is when we're not in that chamber, it's sort of like the old days. And I think the public thinks things are happening behind closed doors. Often they're not, but it would be better for us to be out and having public hearings all across the state in order to build public confidence that the things that are being done are really being done in the best interest of all the people of the state of Michigan, not just a few.
Now, the State House Redistricting Committee did approve the congressional maps on Tuesday. Did the full House vote on those this afternoon?
Yes. And Tuesday they went to second reading. Yes.
Okay.
And what I think is going to happen, because the Senate, we have a five-day layover rule.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Senate today sent the House districts and Senate districts back to the House for action, and I think that will be taken next Tuesday. And at the same time, we sent the congressional districts to the Senate, and I'm guessing that they will vote on those next Tuesday, because the five-day layover rule would be satisfied under those circumstances. So by the end of the month, we will have the redistricting issue resolved. At least that's the way it looks at this point in time. or ready to go to court, which is probably the most likely result when you don't have a lot of public hearings and send it around the state.
Well, and there are those who have said that there were some quotes from a senator from Detroit, Virgil Smith, who said he could assure us that these were not the final districts. Is there still room for some movement at this point?
Well, I think so. I mean, I would hope so. I would hope that since we haven't voted on a map in the House yet, at least the House district map, I would assume that the leadership in the House is continuing to negotiate to get as many votes as possible. I just haven't seen that so far in any of the negotiations, and certainly the map that the Senate passed today is sort of a slap in the face to the Detroit representatives, but not just that, to some of the Republican representatives also who, you know, the Democratic map that was released on Monday doesn't pit existing members against each other. You don't have to do that in order to have something that complies with all of the federal and state law that governs this. So it's a very interesting map that came out of the Republican caucus.
You talked about off the top of our talking this evening, Representative Meadows, about the long session today. This certainly was part of it. What else was on the agenda?
Well, there were quite a few things on the agenda.
Anything jump out?
We had some, there's this mining issue from the UP and, things like that. It wasn't so much the things that we actually voted on that took so long. Actually, we had like five or six things on the agenda to vote on, and that, it took a bit of time. But the second, we moved things from second to third reading, and then, you take a vote on it in third reading. So tomorrow we will have the things we moved from second to third, and there were quite a few of those.
Okay.
So we'll have a long, if today was long, tomorrow will be longer.
Okay.
I told one of my members, bring your pajamas because we could be here till quite late.
Okay, so if I need to get a hold of you tomorrow, I will, I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you very much, Mark. We've been speaking with Representative